Our parsha opens with a shocking twist. The brothers are busy fighting what they appear to be an Egyptian leader, and lo and behold, it's their long-lost brother. Irony at its best. They were so shocked, they were incapable of speaking. How could it be? They sold him as a slave. The rules in Egypt was a slave cannot become a leader of a country. A Jew cannot become a leader of a country. They left him years ago, and here he is, was fooling them for a long time and driving them crazy. And now he is showing them who he really is. How does he prove it? It just sounds too crazy. So he tells them, I know you sold me. Who else would know that secret? But even then, they're like in shock and quiet. How to respond? And he tells them, I want to prove you more. It's me. And he shows them that he has a bris milah and he speaks the Hebrew language to them. And of course, the commentators ask, was Hebrew language not spoken in Egypt? Wasn't that far from Israel? A bris milah? I mean, at one point in time, Yosef was insisting that all the Egyptians have a bris milah. Were they such great proofs? And would you need two proofs, not six proofs? Why these two proofs? All the obvious questions. Someone explained that after he told them who he was trying to show them why he was there and what he stood for. What did he stand for? He stood for nationality of a Judaism under a kingship, under a kingdom, under a kingship, under a ruler. That's expressed by languages. Language is a unifying force of a nationality. A bris milah was representing the religious aspect of this nation. What he was telling them was, I am here as a ruler, and I'm here to show you that we have a nationalism, what's called a Jewish identity, and we have a religious identity. They're not contradictory. They go together. We must identify as Jews, and we must identify as Jews by keeping the religion. That's how we survive in the exile. That's how I survived in the exile, Yosef was telling them. You want to know why I'm here as the leader? Hashem sent me down here. But I have to prove that even me being here for so many years and rising to the top, the pinnacle of the Egyptian society, I still recognize what I am, a Jew and a religious Jew. That is our lesson right now. We have to know what our job is. It's not just about identifying as a Jew, but it's also identifying as a religious Jew and making the world known that we are true leaders, whether we are recognized by the outside world or not. We are leaders, and we must act accordingly. Shabbos.